This particular phenomenon that we're witnessing is quite shocking, actually. As a matter of fact, in my constituency, we have a cluster of schools, the Niamugi cluster of schools, where people who are addicted to drugs have actually invaded the premises, where they harass children, they harass the teachers, and recently, in the last 3 weeks, one of the security personnel in the school was attacked by a gang of drug addicts and is now in 37 Military Hospital in a coma. Mr. Speaker, the ramifications of this illicit drug inflow into Ghana goes beyond the large scale, but it's affecting people's lives. It's affecting the security in our schools. It's affecting the security of our ordinary citizens. And Mr. Speaker, the law enforcement agencies responsible for this need to be strengthened. We had, up until a few weeks ago, collaboration between the US government, specifically the Bureau of International Narcotics and Law Enforcement Affairs, with the government of Ghana in helping to combat some of this transnational crime and illicit drug use. Mr. Speaker, this is a national security issue because it affects our country in so many ways. It's affecting so many sectors, and it will probably require a whole, you know, multidimensional approach in order to actually effectively deal with this issue.
The issue raised by the BBCI investigation, in my view, smacks of deliberate poisoning because these drugs were not made for any medical purpose. They have never been used anywhere, and the combination is a terrible combination of a potent muscle relaxant and a very addictive opioid. And when you take these two combined in one formulation, it is unacceptable. So I want to commend the ministry for what they are doing. And for us as a people, our biggest concern is that addiction will have a serious drain on us. Addictions are better prevented than managed. As a country, public rehabilitation centers are not more than 3. We have very few rehabilitation centers. And the outcomes of rehabilitation, especially of drug addiction, is also not very promising. For every 10 patients who go to rehabilitation, just 3 to 5 may successfully get out of it. Relapse is very high. So for those who get hooked onto it, getting out becomes a serious challenge. I would therefore want to commend the ministry, but ask that serious intersectorial collaboration is needed. This is as a result of pure regulatory failure.